been very honest with him about marriage when they met, that she had an aversion to it. She had had a front-row seat all her life to her mother's obsession with getting married, and she watched her screw it up 5 times. Francesca's parents had gotten divorced when she was 6. She had also watched her extremely handsome, charming, irresponsible father drift in and out of relationships, usually with very young girls who never lasted in his life for more than 6 months. That, combined with her mother's fetish for marriage, had made Francesca commitment phobic until she met Todd. His parents' own bitter divorce when he was 14 had made him skittish about marriage, too. They had had that in common, but now he had begun to think that marriage made sense. To complicate matters further, not long after they opened the gallery, they had fallen in love with the house that was in serious disrepair. They restored it together, doing most of the work themselves. They bought furniture at garage sales, and little by little they had turned it into a home they loved. Now Todd claimed that he had spent all of the last 4 years lying under a leaky sink or making repairs. He wanted an easy, modern condominium where someone else did all the work. Francesca was desperately fighting for the life of their business and the house, although she realized now that their relationship was doomed. Todd wanted to sell the house by the end of the year, or recoup his share, and he wanted to be out of the business by then, too. He was still helping her on weekends when he had time, but his heart was no longer in it, and it was becoming increasingly stressful for both of them to live under one roof in a relationship that was dead. They hadn't slept with each other in months, and whenever possible, he spent the weekend with friends. Francesca was upset about ending the relationship, but she was equally stressed about the gallery and the house. She had the bitter taste of defeat in her mouth, and she hated everything about it. It was bad enough that their relationship had failed. 5 years seemed like a long time to wind up at ground zero in her life again. Closing the gallery or selling it and losing the house was just more than she could bear. But as she sat staring at the numbers in an old sweatshirt and jeans, she could find no magic there. No matter how she added, subtracted, or multiplied, she just didn't have the money to buy him out. Tears rolled down her cheeks as she looked at the amounts again. She knew exactly what her mother was going to say. She had been vehemently opposed to Francesca going into business and buying a house with a man she loved but didn't intend to marry. "And what happens when you break up?" her mother had asked, assuming it was inevitable, since all of her own relationships had ended in divorce. "How will you work that out, with no alimony and no settlement?" "We'd work it out just like your divorces, Mom," Francesca had answered, annoyed by the suggestion, as she was by most of what her mother said, "with good lawyers and as much love for each other as we can muster at that point, if that happens, and good manners and respect." All of her mother's divorces had been on decent terms, and she was friendly with all her former husbands, and they still adored her. Thalia Hamish Anders Thayer Johnson de San Giovanni was beautiful, chic, spoiled, self-centered, larger than life, glamorous, and a little crazy by most people's standards. Francesca referred to her as colorful when she was trying to be nice about her, but in fact, her mother had been an agonizing humiliation for her all her life. She had married 3 Americans and 2 Europeans. Both of her European husbands, one British and one Italian, had titles. She had been divorced 4 times and widowed the last time. Her husbands had been a very successful writer, Francesca's father, who was an artist, the scion of a famous British banking family, a Texas land developer who left her comfortable with a big settlement and 2 shopping malls, which in turn had allowed her to marry a penniless but extremely charming Italian count, who died 8 months later in a terrible car accident in Rome, in his Ferrari. As far as Francesca was concerned, her mother came from another planet. And now, of course, she would say, "I told you so," when Francesca told her that the relationship was over, which Francesca hadn't had the guts to tell her yet. Her mother hadn't offered to help her when Francesca bought the house and opened the gallery, and she knew she wouldn't help her now. She thought the house a foolhardy investment and didn't like the neighbors, and like Todd, she would advise